Okay, the last thing we learned yesterday about sneezing, by the way, I looked up a little bit. I didn't have too much time. I didn't find any reason yet for the right hand pulling the left ear. But it's brought down, you say, L'shuascha kivisi Hashem, for your salvation, I wait Hashem. That makes sense. You said people used to die when they sneezed. So therefore, you're saying, I am waiting for your salvation.
You say it every time?
What do you mean?
What did you just say?
Yeah, but I tell most people don't say that. They just pull their ears. Okay, another thing is like this. Oh, by the way, if somebody says to you, Gesundheit, you're supposed to say, Baruch Tiyah, and then you're supposed to say, L'shuascha Kivisi Hashem, because when you daven for somebody else, you get answered first. The Gemara says, Mispalu Bat Chaveri, if you daven for somebody else, you get answered first. Okay, next is like this. Yeah. You're allowed to daven for a non-Jew. In fact, there's a story when they brought it up because when our president had Corona, so there was a time Reagan was sick. When Reagan was sick, so Rabbi Shemtev, who was the Rabbi Avramel Shemtev, the senior Chabad Shliach in Washington, D.C., who was in charge of stuff in the White House. So he went over to the Rebbe and asked the bracha for... President Bush, not Reagan, it was Bush. So he asked the bracha for President Bush, who was sick, and he said the guy's name and his mother's name. His English name and his mother's English name. So the Rebbe said, and that day it says in Sfarim, talk of that, by a non-Jew you use the father's name. By a Jew you use the mother's name in a Mishabera. The reason why you use the mother's name in a Mishberach, the Rebbe Rashab said, is because that's definite. You know for sure who the mother is. The father. There's a difference. I'll tell you what's the difference why a guy goes after the father. Because according to Torah, a Jew, the religion follows the mother. Okay, religion follows the mother. The mother's Jewish, the kid's Jewish. In other religions, the halacha is, according to Torah, that religion goes by the father. So therefore, if you make a mishaberach, you're making it also for the father, because that's, so to speak, the lineage is to the father. Anyway, next is like this. Yeah, you could say baruch tia. Yeah. Or you could say amen also. It's brought down in Paschim, you could say amen. When the Rebbe was sitting shiva and the people walked by and they said, Amokim Menachem Eschem, you know, the Rebbe said, Amen. And then whatever he answered, you know. But, okay. Gesundheit, zu gesund.
You say Amen?
Yeah, why not? You can tell, the guy's telling you a bracha, so you say Amen.
Rabbi, how about if you're on the bus?
Thank you, Zachariah.
What?
How about if you're in the bus?
In the bus, you don't sneeze. Because of COVID, no. Now, when you daven, you can't daven for something that already happened.
I can't?
In other words, there's two classic examples. A guy comes into a city and he sees a kid who says, there's a screaming in the city, or a fire burning in the city. And the guy says, oh, I daven, it shouldn't be in my house. That's too late already. It is what it is. Or if a woman is already 40 days pregnant, which already by then is decided if it's going to be a boy or a girl. So a person, his wife is 2 months pregnant, and he's going to say, oh, I'm going to daven, it should be a boy. It is what it is. There's no way you can, unless you're Yaakov Avinu, that changed Dina from a boy to a girl. But otherwise, you can't change it. You can't make a bracha, and it's called Shvur Shav, Tfilah Shav. It's, you could daven, I should have healthy children, proper children, that you could daven, but you can't say it should be what gender of the baby it should be, because it's too late already. I just said that Yaakov did. Leah, Yaakov. Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about bar mitzvah, which is also part of a brach. When a kid becomes bar mitzvah, so the din shulchan aruch is that the father, after the kid's first aliyah, in other certain kid, in halacha it says, you say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech ha'olam, sheptorani ma'ayna shalozeh. that I'm now freed from this kid's punishment. Because under bar mitzvah, the father's responsible. Over bar mitzvah, the kid's responsible. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that when a kid turns bar mitzvah at the first aliyah, then you say, the father says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Sheptorani Imeinu Shelozeh. In Chabad, the Rebbe writes, it's not accustomed to say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. We say, Baruch Sheptorani Imeinu Shelozeh, without Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. In fact, there's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham and others, in the big Shulchan Aruch, do you say it by a girl? When a girl turns bas mitzvah, it's also now, she's an adult, so it's not your responsibility anymore. And the majority of opinions say you don't. By a girl, you don't say it, because you're not as responsible for her as you, halachically, as you are for the son. So our custom is, after the kid gets his aliyah, you say, Baruch Shem Torani Me'ina, the father goes over and says, Baruch Shem Torani Me'ina Shalazem. Now what's interesting is when the Poskim talk about Sudas Mitzvah. We know Bris is Sudas Mitzvah. Pinyin Aben is the Suda of a Mitzvah. Sheva Brach is a Suda. There's a lot of things which are Sudas Mitzvah. So the question, Aloch, is a Bar Mitzvah considered a Sudas Mitzvah or not? So Aloch, the Yam Shishlem Bavakab, it's a famous Yam Shishlem, goes through all the things of in Merubah. He goes through all the Sudas Mitzvahs and all the various dinim involved in it. So he says over, and this brought down already in Halacha, that if you make a party the day of the Bar Mitzvah, it's automatically a Sudas Mitzvah. Because in Halacha it says, the day a kid turns Bar Mitzvah, you're supposed to make a party for the Bar Mitzvah, the day of the Bar Mitzvah. Then the Yam Shel Shlomo Osrei, this brought down even Kitzur brings it down, that if you say a Dvar Torah at the Bar Mitzvah party, even if it's not the day of the Bar Mitzvah, it's also a Sudas Mitzvah. In other words, a meal of a Bar Mitzvah birthday, so then it's automatically a Sudas Mitzvah. I mean, it's Sudas Mitzvah anyway. If it's not the day of the Bar Mitzvah, so then you have, if you speak and somebody says a Dvar Torah, then it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. Another interesting thing with Bar Mitzvah is, no, it's nothing to do with Tachman. Sudas Mitzvah, you make a Sima Masech there, Sudas Mitzvah, you don't say Tachman.
Is it a fast day you don't fast?
No, you fast. You don't fast. Every time there's a Sudas Mitzvah, you don't. Just Tainis Bechor, Erev Pesach, is the only thing you get away because it's a very lenient fast. But you can't make a Sima on Yom Kippur and eat. Yeah, sure.
But did you say Shira Malas Yidah? I think it's question.
I'm saying, why should you say Shira Malas if it's not a, if it's, even though it's Sudas Mitzvah, it's a day of Tachnun.
What's the difference? What's the definition of Sudas Mitzvah?
What's the difference? If a person made a neder, he's only going to eat by Sudas Mitzvah. I mean, that's the classic example Allah says. There's other differences. What the.
No.
Shira Malas has nothing to do with benching on a cross, whatever. Okay, anyway, now, a boy, or a girl for that matter, becomes bar mitzvah the day they turn 13. So there's a story with the Altmetal Rebbe, I believe his birthday was on a Shabbos. So the Mittal Rebbe, the Alt Rebbe, did not give him an Aliyah Shabbos morning. His birthday was Shabbos, his bar mitzvah, and the Alt Rebbe did not give him an Aliyah Shabbos morning. So right away, the older chassidim, the really big scholars, who finish Shas every year, I mean, you know, these great people. So you had a whole discussion, maybe it means, what does it mean 13 years in one day? Because it says, when you become 13 years in one day, that's when you become bar mitzvah. So went into a whole debate and discussion, what does it mean, when does the kid legally become bar mitzvah? Is it the day after, the day of, when in the day, part of the day? And finally, they found out. So they asked Al-Trebbe said, because our custom is, and this is our custom even today, that the first aliyah a bar mitzvah boy gets is Monday or Thursday or Shabbos Mincha.
Why?
I don't know why. doesn't say. The first Aliyah Bar Mitzvah boy gets is either Monday or Thursday morning or Shabbos to Mincha. Not on a Shabbos morning.
So you got it that afternoon?
Yes, you got an Aliyah that afternoon. But when does a kid actually become Bar Mitzvah? As soon as, okay, the thing is you have to be 13 years old. Now, the second you, when you finish, let's say you're born, the first of Tishrei, okay? So now, as soon as the end of Elul happens, even before you started the next day, you finished 13 years already. And your birthday, you're starting the next year already. Right? You're starting the next year. Your year actually finished the day before your birthday. So therefore, halachically, there's a rule in halacha, partial day is like a whole day. That's why b'shiva, you get up in the morning, you don't have to sit because part of the day is a whole day. B'shleishim is a lot of dinim, part of the mixer sayyem kukule. So therefore, as soon as a kid actually becomes a mitzvah, if his birthday, let's say tomorrow would be his birthday, yeah, tonight, at Ma'ariv already, he would be able to daven for the Amidim. He could be Chazan, he could be, he's a mamashir, full bar mitzvah. Except, our custom is, he doesn't get his first aliyah until either Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos to Mincha. Not Monday and Thursday. Now, what happens, in fact, somebody called me about this week. I mean, it happens so often. What happens is the kid is born twilight, Ben Ashmoshes. Now, if it's done before sundown, then his birthday is the day. If it's after nightfall, then his birthday is the next day. What happens if a kid is born between sundown and nightfall? It happens every day, obviously. Kids are born between sundown and nightfall. So when is the kid's birthday? But we have the same question with a yahrzeit. When do you keep yahrzeit? Let's say, for argument's sake, 6 o'clock is sundown. 6 p.m. is sundown, and 6:30 is nightfall. Let's say, right? And somebody is born 6:15. So, if it's before 6 o'clock, his birthday is day. If it's after 6:30, it's the next night, next day. But what is Bein Hashmashes? So then, the whole question what to do with birthdays, the Rebbe holds you should really keep both. But let's say you speak about a bar mitzvah kid. If a bar mitzvah kid is, let's say, born 6:15, okay, so he's born, it's called twilight. So it comes the 13th year, when is his birthday? The earlier day or the later day? So the din is he has to go, by bar mitzvah, it's really relevant. He has to go strict both ways. In other words, the earlier day, he's obligated in all mitzvahs like a bar mitzvah kid, because maybe that's his birthday. But he can't lead the services, and he can't read the Torah, and he can't do anything until the next day, because he's not for sure an adult until the next day. And the same thing with a bris. If a kid is born Monday, like normally a kid's born Monday, the bris is Monday. Yeah, a kid's born Tuesday, the bris is Tuesday. What happens if a kid is born Monday at 6:15? So he can't do the bris Monday, because maybe his birthday is Tuesday. So he could do the bris Tuesday. What happens though if a kid is born Friday night, 6:15? So he can't do the bris Friday because maybe his birthday is Shabbos. He can't do the bris Shabbos because maybe his birthday is Friday and then you're desecrating Shabbos by doing the bris in the wrong time. So then the bris is Sunday. That's the way all these things work. But as far as the bar mitzvah goes, if he's... No, we say bracha tefillin a month before bar mitzvah.
With a bracha?
Yeah, 2 months before they put on, a month before they start with a bracha.
Oh, yeah?
That's our custom. That's what your kids did. Machat shin is a maizah, mei mecha beba maim, kin shavla agal tev, chan agashem, rafi, bohaz, aksa, 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 bohaz, aksa,